Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to social confidence. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that plagues so many of us. People pleasing. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells, saying yes even when you want to scream, no, all because you're terrified of disappointing someone? You know that feeling, right? Like your own needs and desires are taking a backseat to everyone else's? Well, buckle up because we're about to break free from those chains and reclaim our power. Here's the deal. People-pleasing might seem harmless at first. Oh, I just want everyone to like me, you say? But trust me, it's a sneaky monster that can eat away at your self-esteem, leave you feeling drained and resentful, and prevent you from truly connecting with others in authentic ways. Think of it this way. Imagine trying to fit into every single pair of shoes you see, uncomfortable, right? We're not meant to be chameleons. We're unique individuals with our own needs and desires. And guess what? Those are valid too. So how do we break free from this people-pleasing trap? Here are 5 key takeaways that will set you on the path to freedom. 1. Recognize the patterns. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those moments when you automatically say, yes, even when you want to scream, no. Notice the situations where you feel pressured to please others. Identify the triggers that send you down the people-pleasing rabbit hole. Once you're aware of these patterns, you can start to break them. 2. Practice saying no. This might seem like the hardest step, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Start small, politely decline invitations that don't align with your priorities or say no to extra tasks at work. Remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a healthy one who respects their own time and energy. 3. Set boundaries. Boundaries are like fences around your personal space. They define what is acceptable and what isn't. This could involve setting limits on how much time you spend with certain people, what topics you're comfortable discussing, or even what kind of requests you'll fulfill. Remember, boundaries are not meant to be walls. They're meant to create a safe and healthy space for yourself and your relationships. 4. Value your own needs. Make time for things that nourish your soul, hobbies, exercise, spending time with loved ones who truly support you. Remind yourself that taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. When you feel good about yourself, it becomes easier to set boundaries and say no without feeling guilty. 5. Don't seek external validation. Stop chasing approval from everyone around you. True confidence comes from within, knowing your worth regardless of what others think. Focus on building your self-esteem through your actions, your passions, and your values. You know that feeling when you finally stand up for yourself after years of being walked all over? That sense of relief, empowerment, and newfound freedom? Imagine that feeling multiplied tenfold. Let's take a quick example. Picture yourself at work. Your boss dumps an extra project on you with the usual, "It's really important," spiel. You know you already have your plate full, but you hesitate to say no. Why? Because you don't want to appear unreliable or risk their disapproval. But here's the thing. Saying yes to everything sets a dangerous precedent. It leads to burnout, resentment, and ultimately, it sabotages your own well-being. Instead, try something like this. "I'm really committed to delivering on my current projects, but I'd love to help with this new initiative. Could we discuss prioritizing tasks and potentially finding a solution that works for everyone?" See, you can still be helpful and collaborative while also asserting your boundaries. So remember, breaking free from people-pleasing is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, courage, and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you set healthy boundaries and prioritize your own needs, you open yourself up to more authentic relationships, greater self-respect, and a life filled with genuine connection and fulfillment. Now, go out there and rock those boundaries. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from this message, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag socialconfidencepodcast. We're building a community of empowered individuals here, so let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay confident, stay connected, and most importantly, stay true to yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.